One of the things that I was going to talk about, if I had time, and I'll probably talk about it tomorrow, is things we can do to actually create change. This is one of the next things I'm going to write about in my book that I've been working on. But we all visualize a lot of change, and it would be nice to have the change. But how to create the change, and this is what everybody's frustrated at. On the left and right, both sides are really frustrated because they want to have their way, and the powers that be just plod along and do crazy things, and we as a people don't seem to have any power to influence them. And the people, the people are supposed to be the final authority in this system that we have. And the people are, once these guys get elected, well, people will be damned as far as they're concerned until about a month before election day. Then all of a sudden they're very concerned about us. And so, but anything that is done can be undone. And we can undo a lot of things and create change because the people are the ultimate power. And the problem with the people that we have today in our system is that they do not understand their power. They think that the power belongs to the authorities. And this is how the beast himself keeps his power, is he operates under the illusion that the beastly authorities that take the place of the God within are the ones with the real power, but the God within is where the real power resides. It's like the old story, the gods in ancient times had this precious secret, and they were wondering where to hide it, and they were discussing among themselves, well, where can we put this where humanity cannot find it, because we do not want them to find this secret. One says, well, we could put it on the tallest mountain. And another one of the gods said, well, no, we can't put it there because sooner or later mankind will scale the tallest mountain and they'll find it. Another one says, well, we could put it in the deepest ocean. He says, no, we can't put it there because sooner or later mankind will go to the deepest ocean and they'll find it there. He says, well, where could we put it then? And one of the gods spoke up and says, I know where we can put it. We'll put it inside man himself. And the other god says, yeah, that's where we'll put it. He'll never think of looking there. And so the greatest secret is inside us. That's where the power is. And we're all deceived into thinking that those out there have the power. It's us that have the power. And it's interesting that just getting even two people synchronized together so they are one, so they see through the soul, and they can work together without friction and argument and bickering. Just two people even is very difficult. Three people is even more difficult. But if you could get a group of even a dozen people, or even one molecule of 24, you'd have something very powerful. And another fascinating piece of history is the whole Renaissance. I read this statement one time by a person who'd studied it. And he said the whole Renaissance was created by, can you guess how many people? 80 people. 80 people were responsible for the whole Renaissance. You know, that's amazing when you think of it. Outside of those 80 people, everybody else was just living the normal, you know, sheep-like lives, but there was 80 people rose above the rest and made changes and changed the whole world. Yeah, there were a lot of really good people. Now, if we could get 80 people like Leonardo and Michelangelo, the way Garrett was saying, that, okay, you got to work on the Michelangelo part.
Sort of put that into play, they backed all of it. There was nothing like Medici's, decided not to. Used to be gangsters, sort of became papal gangsters at some point, but some of them, like, you know, they promoted all the arts and sciences. They found the geniuses and helped come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it took the right combination, but it took people that were in real power.
Yeah. Yeah, they did get some financing, some of the innovators.
Because part of the thing, you try to be your own authority, but the beast is so large, they like to come and squash you, so...
Yeah, the innovator, yeah, and even the, like you say, even the Renaissance people did get cooperate with the beast to some degree. They had to, and Galileo had to recant that that the Earth was not the center of the universe. Matter of fact, it's interesting that Stephen Hawking was born on the same day that Galileo died.
Newton was actually born on the exact day that Galileo died.
Really? So was Stephen Hawking.
I'm talking...
Oh, the actual day? Really? Oh, wouldn't be surprised if he was a reincarnation. I often thought that Stephen Hawking could have been Galileo, and the reason he suffers so much is ill health. He has a guilty conscience for... You know, going along with the authorities and recanting, it just produced a bad seed thought in his mind. But, I didn't realize Newton was born on actually the same day.
Sure.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay, I think that's about it for tonight. If you have any questions, we'll cover them. If not, anything anybody wants to talk about before we dismiss?
Yeah. So we can see eye to eye on principles if we are all of the soul level, looking for the eyes of the soul.
Yeah.
But I remember you talking about the oneness principle. Can we use the oneness principle to pick out like bits of knowledge and facts from each of our consciousness or memory? Is that something that is different?
Okay, what Rob is going into here is that in the soul you can pick up principles. Now, a principle is a lot different than a fact. Like, we just heard a fact, a piece of data, that this person teaches that this asteroid hit the Earth and changed everything. Now, is there any way to know that's true? No, not unless we're master and can go back and read the archives, the history of the Earth. So, that's a piece of data. It could or could not be true. Now, we can test it with certain principles. If for instance, bacteria do have a different DNA, that's interesting. How did that happen? So you can test it by certain ways to find... Oftentimes, you can take theories like this and prove they're not true. And others... You reach a point where you say, well, it could be or it could not be, who knows? But a principle is different. A principle vibrates within the soul. The principle that if there is a beginning, there has to be an end. And I've listed, I think I've got up to about 70 principles and probably going to go up to 100 eventually, and may create a book on the various principles, like the snowflake principle is that everything is different in the physical world. There's no two physical appearances exactly the same. That's another principle. But a principle can lead to 1,000 verifiable pieces of information, but it takes thousands of pieces of information to come up with one principle. And through the soul, you can verify principles, and sometimes you can verify facts if you're in contact with a higher life. And the higher life, if you seek an answer, the higher life can send a vibration or information to you to verify facts even. If it was important, we knew about the meteor hitting the Earth, if that was a true fact, then if it was important for some reason, we could get verification from a higher life on that can read the Akashic records. But the most important thing through the soul is principles, and then when two people see the same principle the same, then they can reach eye to eye. The trouble with the political world right now is divided, hasn't been divided the way it is since the Civil War. Just before the Civil War, we think they're bad now, but they were really bad back then. We haven't even had them attack each other physically sometimes. They got so mad at each other in Congress. I'll end with just this one statement, and that is that that through the soul we can find what is true that we need to really know. Two people seeking confirmation together through the soul can receive it. There's really nothing more important than that. And it could lead to, if our politicians could just get a glimpse of the true principles that they're trying to work with, then they could see eye to eye. For instance, a principle of balance and a budget. I mean, how complicated is that? Yet no politician from either side is capable of understanding how that applies to them, because all the money they get is kind of free, like free money to them. If you win a lottery, people who win a lottery just go crazy. 90% of them, a year or two after they win the lottery, are cursing their winnings because they just went and blew it all because the money didn't mean anything to them because they didn't earn it. And that's the way the politicians are with our money. It's like they won the lottery once they get elected. Man, I got billions of dollars to spend. Let's get to it, you know. And so they don't see that. Yeah, right. Okay, anything else?
Well, I was just trying to see the difference between seeing eye to eye for the soul and the oneness principle. Going back to what you're saying, if there was a passphrase to get into this room, and if, you know, two people could access it, then, you know, it doesn't have to be communicated.
Well, the oneness principle reaches is you raise your vibration up so you're in tune with it, like the spiritual internet. And this happens like through the soul. And then when you're in tune with the spiritual internet, you can basically verify any principle that you want. And oftentimes you can verify data also through the oneness principle.
I guess that's what I'm trying to do. Using
yeah.
The correspondence.
It'd be nice if we could verify all the data. Now, principles are easy because they register with the soul. Like balancing a budget. I mean, that registers with everybody's mind, soul. We can all basically understand that that's necessary. We don't need a big revelation on it. There's other things that we do need revelation through the soul on, because they keep us apart, you know.
Right.
And but the oneness principle is accessed when a person gets soul contact enough so he can raise his vibration up and tune in to that spiritual internet, and he can sense the group lives there. Millions, I don't know how many there are on the spiritual internet for this earth, but there's many of them, you know. And you can tune in to how they think is one. Okay, anything else? Okay, thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll see you here tomorrow morning.